I just call it chilling bit, is all I can say.
Okay. How about on your windows now, the things that hang at your window to keep out the light?
Am I screaming and wash and naked?
And what is it you pull down at your window?
Shade.
Yeah. The little room off of your bedroom that you hang your clothes in. What do you call that, Miss?
Call it a... I'll give what they call them thing. Nigga, I don't wear anything but I don't put no clothes.
You don't?
Pantry, I ain't going to.
Might be. That's what you call it. Yes, sir. What we want is what you talk about, you know, what you call it. When you talk about it. All right, what do you call the room at the top of the house, just under the roof up there? What's that space up there?
At the ceiling up there, ain't gonna call
it. Above the ceiling.
Yeah.
What's up?
The top.
Between the ceiling and the roof. What do you call that? Usually you have some steps you can climb up there.
No.
Up in there. They have to get up in that. What do they have to get up there? What do you call it when they wired the house?
You got a ladder, ring something.
Yeah, but what do you call that space up there, up over this room?
I don't know what you might call it.
Oh, it's just under the roof.
Roof, yes.
Yeah. How about the room that you cook in? What do you call that?
Called it kitchen.
You know what my granddaddy called it?
Yes, no.
You know what my granddaddy Futrell called it?
What, storeroom?
Yeah. Now, what did your mom and daddy call it?
I'll call it, that's already a storeroom.
Yes,
Matt.
Now see, what do you call the little room off of the kitchen where you put your canned goods and your extra dishes and pots?
Pantry, I reckon.
Yeah, and your pots and your pans. And then, what do you call a lot of old stuff when you get ready to clean out and throw away? What do you call that stuff?
Junkery.
What do you call a room that where you used to store odds and ends? You don't have anything special in that room, just put stuff in it. What do you call that room?
Junk room, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we call it, too. Everybody needs one, don't you?
Oh, Lord, do it.
What would you be calling you, what you would be doing if you were sweeping the floor and... what you do every morning, what a woman does every morning in the house. What do you say she does?
Sweep up or something like that.
Yeah. Now don't forget, I want what you are used to saying.
Yeah.
Every time I ask you a question. What do you sweep with, Ned?
Broom.
Years ago, what did most women do on Monday? And if they washed on Monday, what did they do on Tuesday?
Iron a little bit, something like that.
Iron a lot.
Yes, sir. You start out on the Monday and wash it.
People don't do that anymore, do they, Nick?
No, ma'am, sure don't.
I go to work on Monday.
That's a day I hate to miss if I could a long time ago, Monday.
Why would you hate to miss Monday?
Because I look like I lose all the men. Yes, I want to make money if I could anyway.
What was your favorite day to work anyway?
All of my Saturday. Saturday done, I want to quit off then.
And what did you do on Saturday?
I ring fuck around like the rest of them did on that car.
You know what my granddaddy did on Saturday?
Yeah.
He went to town.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But he was smart enough to go around sometime on Saturday morning, see where your plow was. If you didn't plow that Saturday done or something like that, plow, he'd go back that Monday morning, 4 days, something like that. Where are you plowing, sir? You didn't do nothing.
when he went to town, did he buy food for y'all? Then?
Oh, yes, we kept that smokehouse all the time, he did.
He did what?
He kept that smokehouse all the time.
What did he keep in the smokehouse?
Meat, flour, and syrup, you know, that's all the time like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
All the time like that.